Well, hi, I'm Louis Sellers. I came into this world in June 1937.
Welcome to the Testimony Podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. On this show, we tell stories about coming to faith in Jesus and what following him means for us today.
My mother told me that when I was 2 weeks old, she took me to church, and I've been going to church ever since then. Just growing up as a child, my mother was a great Christian lady. She was always reading the Bible to me and telling me Bible stories and encouraged me to learn some scriptures. And of course, the first one I learned was John 3:16, like most kids do as they get to where they're being able to at least read. She always tried to encourage me to memorize some scripture. She said, you'll remember that years later. Our church started back there in 1933, and there was like five families that started it. Well, the church was a small building. It would hold, I think, around 50 to 60 people. Well, in 1950, we'd already filled up that church to full capacity every Sunday. We had Sunday morning, Sunday evening, and Wednesday evening. We went to church every one of those times. I never remember missing those. You just went to church. If someone didn't show up on Wednesday night, the pastor or somebody would call and ask them, are you sick or something? Then in 1950, we bought a property there in town on 11th Street and 4th Avenue. It's right near the Catholic Church. And we built the building there in 1950. Well, that church would hold 150 people, and we got up to 150, and we were having to put in chairs out because some Sundays we'd have like 175. Well, that's when we bought this property where we are now. The original church here would hold 350. Well, that church was built in 1994, had dedication January 1994. The gym was built in 2001. So then we had the Sunday school classrooms over in the gym. So then they opened that up, and now our church can actually hold about 450 with the chairs in the back. When I was 12 years old, that's when I gave my heart and life to Jesus. But, you know, I heard about these things all along, and, you know, you think you're okay, but, you know, if you want to go to heaven, you've got to give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And that was most important. And as you get in those teen years, you know, you make some mistakes here and there, but you can always ask God to forgive you. After I got through with high school, I went into the Air Force for 4 years. I was stationed in San Antonio, Texas, Amarillo, Texas, Panama City, Florida, and Valdosta, Georgia. I enjoyed that time, but in the military, you do whatever they tell you. You don't have any say of where you go, what you do, or anything. I liked it other than that, so in 4 years I got out and I came back to Zephyr Hills, so I've lived in Zephyr Hills my whole life except for the 4 years in the military. One thing I found out from my mother and my aunt and uncle, they always tried to help somebody no matter what the situation was. I learned that early in life. Anytime you can help someone, you do it, and you try to show them the way and let them know. You ask them, do they go to church or not, or whatever. We've had a lot of people come to church because you helped someone or something. Even after I got a job after the Air Force, I kept with church and everything, and then finally got married and had three boys, and then I got one girl too, but they all love the Lord, and I'm so happy that they gave their heart and lives to God at an early age. It's a blessing to me just to know that. Most of you know I have an old blue 58 truck, and I've had that thing for 60 years. Well, the engine had to be overhauled, and so tried to find someone to do it. Just couldn't do it for a while, so two of my friends that work on weekends, they said, well, we'll take that engine out. We know where to get it fixed. And I prayed before these guys worked on the truck that God would help them to know that everything would go together real good. They wouldn't have any problems at all. And when I went back, I'd go there on Saturday to see what they were doing. I talked to the one guy, and he says, you know, I cannot believe this. He said that transmission and engine went in so good. He said we've never had that happen before in our lives. I one time right then, because he's not a Christian, your dad prayed about it, but I just smiled to myself because I said, oh, that's really great. So then he said, now look, next week we want to start this thing up and we want you to come here to start it up. So, okay. I started it up. The truck had good oil pressure, but it was running terribly. So we shut it off. So I shut it off. So they fiddled with something. And then he said, okay, crank it up again. So I cranked it up again and there's no oil pressure. So I said, look, no oil pressure. I shut it right off because this is a new engine. We didn't want to ruin it. They said, well, we're going to get in touch with the man, see what's wrong. In the meantime, I was sitting in a truck. The other guy walked around the truck. He said, oh, we got a big problem. There, we looked underneath the truck. Gas was all over. What happened from the gas tank to the engine, there was a small piece of rubber hose, had a hole in, and I looked under, gas is running down the frame of the truck to the engine and to the back exhaust. The exhaust just had a little short pipe on it for a tailpipe. It was just pouring, it finally siphoned it out. And the gas, the whole floor was covered with gas. And had we cranked it up one more time, I would not be here to tell you about it. That's how serious this was. And it would have taken their lives too. And I told them after this fact, I said, listen, God was looking for us, and that's the reason the truck did not have any oil pressure. I know that God saved my life and theirs too. You know, over the years, there's many things that happen in your life, and sometimes you don't even know about it. God protects you when you don't even know it. He always knows the answers where we don't know the end result. And that's really important to me, to know that I can call upon Him no matter what, and I just need to sit back and wait for His answer.
Thanks for listening to the Testimony Podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. If you'd like to share your testimony with us, or if you want to learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.